then you'll grow fatter, boy, smatter, boy, atta boy. In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery, just two crazy people together. Ha, 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 we love sequestering where no pests are pestering, no dear mama holds us in tether. Mosquitoes here won't bite you, dear. I let them sting me on the finger. Beans could get no key to reception in the beanery. Bless our mountain greenery, far from life's machinery. Bless our mountain greenery home.
Going out by request, Mel Torme, closing out today's show.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. It's free.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
Bye.
Shepherd and his orchestra there with the most beautiful girl in the world on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where we started this hour off with Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with All I Want for Christmas Is You. Yes, he went there. He did indeed, and did a very nice job of it. That's from his new Christmas album, which I have the name of somewhere, but not in front of me, so I'll tell you about it more a little bit later. But it is brand new, and on Amazon and other such outlets. Oh, by the way, I'm Eric O'Brien, and welcome to another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week. Good to be with you here on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT. And it is time to talk about the holidays that you didn't know December had, other than Christmas and Hanukkah and a couple of others. But starting with December 5th, it's International Ninja Day, a playful day to celebrate stealth, agility, and maybe a dramatic spin kick, but do it safely, of course. Bathtub Party Day is also on December 5th. It encourages a long soap. Bubbles are optional, but highly recommended, and they smell pretty, too. It's National Sacher Tort Day, one of the two. A rich chocolate cake with apricot filling gets its moment in the spotlight. That sounds delicious and fattening. Just what you need at this time of year. December 6th, of course, is St. Nicholas Day. Rooted in European tradition, this honors the gift-giving saint who inspired Santa Claus. It's also Put on Your Own Shoes Day, a whimsical reminder to take responsibility for yourself, starting with your feet. And National Gazpacho Day, it's a curious choice for December because it celebrates the chilled Spanish soup, spicy soup, if I recall correctly. December 7th, of course, is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, a U.S. observance honoring the lives lost in the 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. National Cotton Candy Day, all these sugary treats take place in December, it seems. That's not a good time for celebrating all these things, but it's a fluffy treat taking center stage and even in winter. Letter Writing Day, encouraging handwritten notes and personal correspondence in a digital world. December 8th is National Brownie Day, a celebration of the ooey-gooey chocolate squares that, in every style, fudge, chewy, cakey, but not the little girls who can be brownies, not those kind of brownies, but the precursor to Girl Scouts, of course. Pretend to be a time traveler day, a delightfully absurd excuse to act like you're from the past or the future, one of the two. It's also the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, which is widely recognized as the day in many churches, mostly Catholic, marking Mary's conception. Mary, the mother of Jesus, of course. December 9th is Christmas Card Day. It's a nudge to get your cards written, stamped, and maybe even mailed on time. National Pastry Day celebrates. See, there we go with the fattening foods again. National Pastry Day celebrating flaky, buttery, delectable pastries of all varieties. It's also Techno Day, a music-themed observance honoring electronic beats and the techno genre. December 10th is Human Rights Day, an internationally recognized day observed across the U.S. honoring dignity and rights for all. Nobel Prize Day, marking the anniversary of Alfred Nobel's death and the awarding of Nobel Prizes. And Dewey Decimal System Day, librarians know about this, recognizing the library system that kept generations of readers organized and well-documented. And December 11th is National App Day, a modern observance celebrating the apps that run our phones and our lives. National Noodle Ring Day, the vintage recipe oddity gets its own quirky celebration. And International Mountain Day, observed in the U.S. as a reminder of the beauty and importance of mountain ecosystems. So those are the holidays that you didn't know about that you need to know about because you need to celebrate them because they're there to be celebrated or something like that. Just as long as you don't make me over, here's Burt Bacharach on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Oh,
holidays are upon us. Celebrate with us here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Snowflakes come down, Santa's coming into town. It's Christmas time of the year, it's Merry Christmas time again. Faces gleaming with joy on every little girl and boy, peeking under the trees on Christmas. Dolls for Mary, toys for Johnny, something special for Mom and Dad. Milk and cookies left for Santa, that should make him glad. A Merry Christmas to all, we sure hope you had a ball. Hope to see you next year, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, and that's Ronnie Aldridge there with The Last Time I Saw Him. Before that, Paul Marriott with Love is Blue. Engelbert Humperdinck in there with Christmas Time Again. Burt Bacharach, Don't Make Me Over. And Chet Atkins played Sweet Caroline in that set. Here on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy, I'm Eric O'Brien with you weekly on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh. And it's always good to be with you. Here is Lex de Azevedo. Fallen in Love, old Hamilton Joe Frank and Reynolds song.
Thank you.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
That's Frank Chexfield and his orchestra on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Lover Come Back to Me. Before that, we had Ferranti and Teicher with Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Sven Lebeck with I Can't Tell You Why, and Lex de Azevedo and Falling in Love. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline Detroit. A man bought a scratch-off lottery ticket another customer didn't want, and it ended up winning the $1 million top prize. Lottery officials said the 33-year-old Wayne County resident noticed the unwanted Blazing Suits ticket sitting on the register at a Detroit gas station and decided to take a chance on it. He scratched the ticket at home and discovered it was the game's $1 million winner. The man said he couldn't believe a discarded ticket held such a big prize and immediately called his family to share the news. Well, there you go. He chose to take his winnings as a lump sum rather than an annuity. State lottery officials used the story as a reminder that all tickets should be checked carefully before being tossed. Yes, indeed, you never know when you might be a winner. In Dallas, a 1939 copy of Superman No. 1 became the world's most expensive comic book when it sold for a record-breaking $9.12 million at auction. Heritage Auctions said the issue was discovered by a Northern California family cleaning out their late mother's attic, where it had been tucked away for decades. Graded in top condition, the book quickly attracted global attention from high-end collectors. Bidding climbed into the millions before the final hammer price set a new comic book record. Auction officials said the sale shows the enduring power of pop culture icons even 86 years after publication. And then finally, in Sancti Spiritus, Cuba, a Hamadris baboon named Victor briefly turned part of central Cuba into his own action movie set after escaping from the local zoo. Zoo officials said Victor managed to force open a lock and on his enclosure, slipping out and triggering a multi-agency search. The effort to recapture him involved special forces personnel, interior ministry agents, and veterinarians combing the surrounding neighborhood. Staff said Victor had fiddled with the lock before, but had never actually tried to leave until this point in time. The baboon was ultimately located and safely tranquilized, then returned to the zoo without injuries or to people or animals. Officials said they're upgrading the locks and adding extra latches to make sure that Victor's next great escape remains strictly imaginary. Yes, I don't blame him, but he can imagine the next trip out. Hopefully he never does it on a Sunday. Here's Manuel and the Music of the Mountains on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
wishing you warm greetings for the holiday season. This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Fa la 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 la. Have yourself a merry Christmas. Oh, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. Droll the ancient Yuletide carol. Fa la 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 la. See the blazing Yule before us. Fa la 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus. Fa la 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 la. Follow me in merry measure. Fa la 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 la.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. There, I'm on my way. Before that, Alan Tew with Loving Arms. The Singers Unlimited with Deck the Halls. Let's see, what else? Richard Holmes with Marilyn, and Peter Nero did Without Her, and Manuel and the Music of the Mountains, or Jeff Love and Never on a Sunday. I'm Eric O'Brien. It's that time of year where you can just go absolutely crazy, so...
I am
yes, indeed. Here's Lex de Azevedo and Part-Time Lover. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
Richard Carpenter takes us up to the top of the hour with Carol of the Bells. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on